Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
A jam-packed show today, and we try to cover all the angles. High school sports, particularly football, getting ready to crank up. And in particular, the Derby Panthers. They'll start it up, I believe, September 6th at Garden City. Their head man, Brandon Clark, is on the line with us, and Derby in search of their fifth state title in the last 7 years. Coach, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. My pleasure. First, I want to talk about the culture at Derby High School, and if that's a thing, because we hear a lot of sports cliches and words that are thrown around, but just looking at your program, as you try to go for your fifth state title in the last 7 years, your winning percentage is just ungodly. So I know that doesn't happen automatically, but what intangible, Coach, do you think happens around Derby that doesn't happen maybe some other places?
You know, the football aspect, most of our kids just start off, you know, learning the system at a young age. And by the time they get up to the high school, we've had our hands on them for 8 to 10 years already. And we get to concentrate on more stuff than just teaching the game of football. And it allows us to free us up some time to really spend on culture and, you know, accountability and our character and all that stuff. And we just have a goal. It's always to, you know, to put the most mature team on the football field. And that's just not physically and mentally, you know, that's emotionally also, and spiritually and all that stuff. So we spend a lot of time on that, but it also takes a community, and our community is amazing. You know, you always hear of schools where the soccer coach and the football coach clash, and, you know, there's a lot of jealousy between just different sports and stuff like that. But I'll tell you this, and just the coaches and all the athletes, everybody supports each other. You know, it's like one big family, and that starts at the top. And our principal does an awesome job at the high school here, and makes everybody just feel like a big family. It's easy to preach family as a football team, but to do it as a whole high school, a big high school like he does, it's just amazing.
So while some youth sports get criticized at what age should they be playing football, should they be playing all year round, should they be on travel teams, but I think it sounds to me like for the programs that have a quote-unquote feeder junior league that gets them ready for the system, you sound like you're all in favor of, and that it's a thing for you guys, right?
Oh, it is. And football is an easy one to argue for, because you can't play football year-round. You know, you can play football for about 3 months. You can play basketball, you can play baseball, you can play soccer, you can play all those sports year-round, but football, you know, there's only a select time that you can put on your pads and pad up. So it is. It's really good for our program. And, you know, it takes a ton of volunteers. We've got so many good dads and youth coaches that volunteer their time. You know, it's just not going out to practice every day in games. They go to our clinics. We teach them the offense, teach them the defense, and they really get into it. And they help us out just tremendously when it comes to once we get up to the high school.
Talking to Brandon Clark, Derby High School football coach. They are in quest of state title number 5 out of the last 7 years. There was an article about a year ago today, Coach, that showed up on the Derby Informer, and I stumbled across it, and it's a fascinating piece. It's really interesting in that, and it goes all the way back to your playing days at Valley Center and playing for your high school coach, Mike Smith. And it very well done, and obviously sheds light on how important he was to you when you're playing days and all the way through playing at K-State for Bill Snyder. Talk a little bit about that, and when did you determine, as good of an athlete as you were, that maybe someday you would be a coach?
Well, I knew I was. I grew up in a family of educators, so I always knew I was going to be a teacher. I've wanted to be a teacher since my first memory, because all my parents and grandparents and everybody, they're all educators. But when I met Coach Smith, he came in my freshman year at Valley Center, and he made me fall in love. I wasn't a football guy; I was a basketball guy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he made me fall in love with the game of football, but he made me fall in love with how powerful the game of football is. He created a family, and I've played for a lot of coaches in all sports. And, you know, you get the coaches that tell you, hey, you're a family, you're a family, you're a family, you're a family. They tell you enough that you just start repeating them, yeah, we're a family. But Coach Smith never told me we're a family. He created an atmosphere that we became a family. And, I mean, everybody loved each other. Everybody would do anything for each other. There was a lot of selflessness on that football team. And he created that, but he never told us what to do. He just kind of molded us in and let us be a part of that. And it was pretty special. And that's when I knew I wanted to be a head football coach. I wanted to be Coach Smith.
Brandon Clark, Derby's head coach, joining us. I find that hard to believe. Not to poke holes in your theory here, but as good of an athlete as you were, not only in basketball and football, you were good enough to play at K-State for Bill Snyder. So even with that in front of you, you knew at the end of this playing trail, whenever it was, that you wanted to put on a headset. But how much did you learn from Coach Bill Snyder that you incorporate today?
Yeah, definitely. I learned so much from Coach Snyder. We wouldn't have been able to do what we did here, our coaching staff. And we had a lot of guys that played for Coach Snyder that was on our coaching staff at the beginning. And, man, it took so much discipline and just structure. You know, when you take over an 0-9 football team and you're 1-8 the first year, you just got to create a belief system and have that discipline still. I learned so much from him about be accountable. Coach Snyder not only made you a really good football player, he was going to get the most out of you. He taught you how to be disciplined in life too. And all the stuff that he taught me, you know, it's still carrying on too. So he had a big impact on my life.
Derby head coach Brandon Clark joining us. They play Garden City coming up on the 6th to kick off the high school football season. So knowing that you were going to be a coach, even though you were prepping in college for games, in a sense, you were prepping for how to prep your future players to get ready for a game, correct?
I think I, not in the moment, but looking back, you know, I was soaking everything up and I retained a lot in high school and in college. So, I was all in as a player. And, you know, there's no person on the field that wants to win more than I do when it comes to playing or coaching or anything like that. But the experiences that I was able to experience through coaching and Coach Snyder, it definitely, I was able to have that foundation to lay back on whenever I needed to.
How long a shadow did Tom Young cast? Because stepping in to that would probably be pretty daunting for a young guy.
Well, you know, I was the fourth coach in 4 years here at Derby. We were going through a cycle. We went Coach Young retired, and Coach Haslam came in with the Garden City JUCO, then Coach Bliss came in for a year and then left, and then I just kind of lucked into a job at 26 years old. But, when I first got there, I was like, well, I want to be Coach Young. You know,
yeah.
I mean, he's got a success. He's had success here, and he knows what it takes, and I'm going to try to do what he did. We had a lot of guys on his staff that were still there. And, I tried to emulate him a little bit, and found out quick we didn't have the players that Derby used to at that time, so we went more spread on offense, and we had a smaller defense too. So we kind of started making our own thing here at Derby, but then the shadow of the state title, you know, I kind of lost my why there for a little bit. I thought I didn't feel successful until I won a state title, and then in 2013 when we did, I kind of figured out that I was kind of there for a couple of years. I was chasing something that it wasn't why I was coaching. You know, it wasn't because of state titles. It was because of relationships and all that stuff. So, you know, he's had a big impact on Derby. Him and I are really good friends now. And he's had an impact on my coaching career too. So Coach Young, he's still going here in Derby.
Now, now that you've won multiple state titles over the last half decade or so, how tough is it to keep the pressure off the players that it's state championship or bust, or is that something that they welcome? Do they want that pressure?
You know, we always have these senior leadership retreats, faith and leadership retreats in the spring, and, you know, we have all these breakout sessions, and I control the one where we talk about football goals. And, I mean, anymore, it's, all right, what's our goal? And face the state championship. But after that, you know, we don't talk about the state championship. It gets mentioned every once in a while, but we talk about championships every day. You know, every day is a championship for us. And, like, the last 3 days of practice have just been absolutely amazing because they've been working hard. They've been, you know, helping each other out. The seniors are helping the freshmen out. I mean, it's really cool to see. But we talk about winning championships every day, you know, and if you can win every day and win that championship that day, you know, the later on it's going to take care of itself.
Brandon Clark, Derby head coach, joining us here on Sports Daily. How hard is it to keep up with the changing times of philosophies of football? Obviously, at the college level, it kind of trickles down to high school. You see all kind of spread offenses and zone reads and stuff. A lot of those run-and-shoot type of offenses come and go. How consistent are you, or how married to you are you with one particular style of football, or are you ever changing too?
Oh, we're always changing. You know, it's a head coach is, and a program is good as their assistant coaches, and we have some brilliant young assistant coaches, and they keep it fresh with guys that study and are always wanting to evolve and stuff like that. We're never satisfied. We're always trying to find ways to get us better, but you know, high school football, a lot of times that's where the stuff's tried out, and then it trickles up to college, then it trickles up to the NFL.
Yeah.
But sometimes high school, they you don't get to recruit your kids. You've got this certain type of kid, so you have your system has to evolve every year depending on what kid you have in your program. You can't say, well, we're a pro style team, so I need this pro style quarterback every year. You know,
right.
So we're always evolving. There's some stuff we're doing right now that I think here in a couple of years that you know, high schools are doing it, and I think here in a couple of years you'll see some colleges start doing it. So it's fun, and it's not as much pressure too. You know, if maybe this play doesn't work or this whatever, it's not like college or NFL where you're going to get fired over it. Hopefully not.
And those types of things do come and go, schemes and fads and whatever. But what do you, coach, want to instill in your coaching staff and ultimately the players that we're not going to let this fall through the cracks?
You know, it all boils down. We have our own philosophies at Derby. We have our offense philosophy and our defense philosophy. And then year to year, the schemes kind of change and stuff like that. But we always have our core values of what we do. And our kids from a young age all the way up to senior year, they understand that philosophy. And that doesn't change our core values. But the schemes and some X's and O's and stuff like that, it'll change a little bit. But our core values are they don't change that much.
All right, let's talk personnel. And we're talking Brandon Clark from Derby as – the Panthers will open up against Garden City coming up here in a couple of weeks. Individually, personnel, some of the guys that you'll be leaning on this year, offensively and defensively.
You know, we've got a lot of our offense back, and I think our offense was pretty good last year. You know, we may not have scored, you know, 8 points a game, but there was a lot of times where I think there was 7 games that our starters didn't play the second half. But we've got Granat back. You know, last year he got hurt, and Hunter Igo came in and stepped up for him, and he's a quarterback. We got Trey Washington, first team all state running back, and Alex Kahn, who's going to Nebraska. He's 6'6", about 285. He's our left tackle. And Kevin Washington, probably one of the best defensive linemen I've ever coached. He's our center, and then we've got all of our receivers back, and a couple extra too that are really good. So really excited about our offense. We got our backup quarterback. I think we have the. To me, I feel like we have the best quarterback in the state, and I think we might have the second best quarterback in the state too. So he's going to get on the field. He's going to play running back, quarterback, receiver. His name's Lim Wash. Then our defense, we've got Tyler Dorsey at nose, who was a first team All State guy, and got a couple guys, seniors on the defensive line. And then as a safety, we have Tanner Knox, who's really stepped up. He's only a junior, and we got Brecken Kuser and and Terry Gingert at corner, but our whole linebacker crew is new and young, and we've got about six or seven guys that are shooting for a spot to start, so it's some healthy competition right now.
I know you've reiterated that you don't necessarily talk about winning titles, just win the day, and that's a great attitude to have, but on the off chance, and I know it doesn't happen to you guys very often, but on the off chance you lose a regular season game and you still have, you know, district to look forward to, sub-state and all that, how over the years have you regathered your bunch when the expectation in Derby is to win every single game you play? How do you keep them together when you hit a bump in the road?
You know, it's everything's a teachable moment, you know. You'll find out on a loss that I'm probably more calm in the locker room afterwards. It's like, all right, here's what we got to do. We got to come back to work, and it's a teachable moment. And, you know, in life, you're not going to win all the time, and we talk about that related to life. And our kids want to win, and our coaches want to win, but, I mean, we're realists, you know. Well, you're not going to win. You know, our senior class, I think, overall in high school, I think they went undefeated freshman through JV, and then varsity wise, they've seen two losses so far.
Yeah.
So if that moment comes, hopefully it doesn't. But if it does, it's going to be a teachable moment. And you know, we coach football, and we relate it to life, and we want our kids to have a good experience playing football, but we also want to take something out than just winning games.
Well, your story dating all the way back to your high school days, your multi-sport endeavors at Valley Center and the mentor you had there, and then, of course, playing with Coach Snyder, and here you are finishing out the last part of your dream, I would think, because you knew you were going to be a coach a long time ago. It's hard to expect a better roadmap, isn't it?
No, I'm living the dream every day. There's no day I don't wake up that I don't get excited to come to work and come to this awesome school and be able to coach and teach these kids at Derby High School. It's a true blessing.
And final question before I let you go, Coach. Appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah.
Talk about kids nowadays, us old guys, and especially when it comes to athletics, sometimes look down their noses at kids nowadays with technology and distractions and all the things that they have at their disposal compared to when we were growing up. How do you stay fresh and continue to reach the youth that you and the hands that you're dealt, because they have more and more and more to do?
Oh, technology is huge, and there's not a day that goes by after practice where we don't talk about some sort of issue that the kids are dealing with. You know, we always try to in practice with talking about technology or social media or something just for the kids to go home and think about. But, you know, anymore, I think right now, with all the social media and all the technology, instant gratification is something that kids are looking for. They just think, you know, want to show up and be satisfied. You know, we talk to them all the time about that. We talk about happiness and fulfillment. You know, there's a lot of people searching for happiness for just to be happy. But, you know, if you do the little things along the way, you enjoy it and have a good time, fulfillment's a lot better than just that instant gratification of being happy.
Derby and Garden City here in a couple of weeks, high school football rather, right around the corner, and we certainly appreciate Brandon Clark's time, head coach at Derby. Best of luck to you this year, as always, Brandon. Good to catch up with you.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me on. It was fun.
My pleasure. Oh, what a fascinating dude. A great athlete at Valley Center, went to K-State, and then takes over for Tom Young at Derby, and all he's done is win four state titles, trying to make it 5 in 7 years. He's won 117 games in 14 years at Derby. And Jad, managing expectations, especially at a high school program.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would want that.
No.
I mean, it's all well and good that you know you're going to go 11-1 at least every year. But,
yeah.
Man, that's a high bar, man. That is an incredibly high bar. But it sounds like he's a guy of tremendous integrity and keeps up with the times, keeps it fresh, and keeps it rolling. That's impressive.
Yeah, it just manages to stay right there at the top year after year. It's amazing.
And at the top level, when you're talking about 6A, you know, the biggest classification in Kansas, and God, they make it look easy a lot of the time, and they regularly pile up the points. And like he said at the very beginning of that interview, a lot of his players don't end up seeing the fourth quarter, and that's a good problem to have. So we appreciate Brandon Clark. If you missed any part of that, feel free to go back in after the show, kfhradio.com, re-listen to that. We also talked to Jason LaCanfora today, talked to Flanny about the Royals, and we will let you know what happened on this day in sports history here in a little bit, courtesy of Superior Rents out at 21st and Ridge, your rental equipment headquarters. And again, we encourage you to download the app, radio.com, take Sports Daily, and take KFH with you wherever you go. All right, in just a little bit, we will check out what happened on this day in sports history. OTD, we like to call it, and that is straight ahead. Shane and Jad with you on Friday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.